Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Music to my ears from Chris Thompson online. I want to celebrate this comment from him because you don't see a lot of this. Did you see it?
I just saw it, and I'm sitting there. My lips filled with smile.
They should have. Grant and Danny, welcoming you back, 106.7. The Fan will get to your calls on the Jets courting Kirk Cousins, according to a columnist. He wrote the story in the New York Post. He's going to join us at 1 o'clock. So there was a story published on Chris Thompson leading all NFL running backs in receiving yards with over 440. By the way, he is on pace to flirt with 1,000 yards this year as a receiver.
He needs a couple more big plays off screens and some checkdowns that go for, you know, 30, 40, 50.
It's like Marshall Faulk stuff.
He could do it, man.
It's ridiculous. So as a response to this story, which tagged Chris Thompson in it, this guy named Michael on Twitter says, "So, the team is playing poorly. Individual stats don't win games. Teamwork does. Another downward spiral year for the Skins. Hashtag sad." Okay, Donald Trump with your hashtag sad at the end of your tweet.
It's because it's if you're a team Twitter account for a group that's not winning, you sort of can't win. This is the Redskins media doing something good.
Correct.
What they're supposed to do. They're not like picking fights with somebody.
You could spend every day writing stories about the last loss or the fact that they're on pace to now fall apart, or you could celebrate a guy who's working his butt off and having a good season.
Hey, here's a great story.
It's kind of what Wednesday and Thursday is about for a team coming off a loss. Junior says, "I'm so glad to hear someone else say this. Been my thoughts since last year. We keep praising individual stats while the team is mediocre." So no one should get praised because the team isn't winning championships.
You can't say Zach Brown made a lot of tackles. You're not allowed to say that?
I mean, I remember that so much from when I was on the beat. And even now, you celebrate it. Ryan Kerrigan, as an example, having 2 sacks. Hell of a game by him. Just played his butt off.
Played through a groin injury.
"I don't care. Did they win?" So much of that. So Chris Thompson responds to these two guys. And here's what he said that I loved. He said, "Our media is just doing their job. It's players and coaches' job to focus on winning, not them."
That's an unironic clap, by the way.
"Our media is doing their job. It's players and coaches' job to focus on winning, not them." That might be my favorite tweet in the history of Redskins players on Twitter. Way to go, Chris Thompson. Really couldn't love you much more than I do. Nate is in D.C., wants to hop in on the Jets Cousins column. What's up, Nate?
Nate.
Grant and Dave, I love you guys. Really, I do.
Thank you, Nathaniel.
So that makes three of us.
All right, first and foremost, there is no way on Jets Green Earth he's going to the Jets.
Jets Green Earth.
This is what I think is going to happen. Pittsburgh is going to make a play for him because, well, Roethlisberger is out of there this year. Or he could go to San Diego because, well, that old man's out. And Arizona, he's out. Or he'll play another franchise tag and then wait for it. Go to New England because Tommy Terrific is one hit away from retirement.
Hmm. If you go to New England now, though, thanks for the call, Nate. Good stuff. You're sitting around and you're waiting for potentially a few years. So I don't see that as an option. I like his point, though, on some of the other destinations. And I know I don't know if he got in detail into all of them, but I saw on the call screen he was even saying Jacksonville. If I'm Cousins, I wouldn't want to go to the Jets. The Jets and the Browns, they're on the priority list because they've got the money and an opening and their markets where people care about football. But there are other places where it's easier to throw the ball in December, like Jacksonville. There are other places like Arizona that are more intuitive, I think, to me having success right away.
I mean, I would do a move where I go, "You guys, I'll totally go to Cleveland. Okay, I'm going to Cleveland now. I'm walking away. I'm going to go." Like, I'm just praying that someone else calls first.
Wait until someone tells you. Wait, don't go. Andrew Dumfries, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
how
Bob.
You doing?
What's good. Up?
Just a quick comment. I mean, if the Jets think he's worth it, then good for them. I think he's a pretty good quarterback, but if, you know, you were talking, Danny, about who the next superstar is going to be. Well, you never know. So for every Deshaun Watson and Carson Wentz, there's 5 Johnny Manziels and Manuels and Ponders and all those guys. So my question is, why do we blast teams? I mean, we blast the Browns because they're a goofball organization, but for passing on somebody like Wentz and Deshaun Watson if they don't think they're worth it.
Well, I don't necessarily blast them as much as everyone else does. I said earlier, I think it's revisionist history now to say, can you believe they passed on Carson Wentz when some people didn't think he was going to be good? Where I think they are a target, and correctly so, is that you don't have a quarterback and you're drafting in the top five. When you don't have a quarterback and you're drafting in the top five in a year where two guys are going in the top five, or last year as an example, when guys are coming off the board in the top 10, you should probably at some point draft a quarterback. Whether or not they knew that Carson Wentz would be this, Watson would be this, I agree with your point. This is surprising to a lot of people, but you got to play the lottery to win the lottery, and they've seemingly been unwilling to do that
and
the
I've also
last couple
been,
years.
I've also been fooled before by the guy that was going to go number one, the Ryan Leafs of the world. I missed out. I've been wrong.
Yeah, you draft and miss. That's not as big a deal to me as not drafting.
Exactly. But I also could tell you at the time, please don't draft Johnny Manziel. This is a mistake. It's a terrible idea. Don't do it because a homeless guy said it to you at a diner, a guy that's under federal investigation for whatever it was, fraud with your business that's not the football team. Please don't draft 30-year-old Brandon Whedon. Please don't make these mistakes. I can tell you that. But when you're up at the top and you said, nah, it's not really for us, that's when you deserve to be crushed a little bit, in my opinion.
800-636-1067 is the number. We can continue to hit the calls on this. Some great feedback from you guys. I think this has been a good conversation. The columnist who actually wrote the story in the New York Post is going to join us next. Why does he go so hard for the idea that the Jets should bring in Kirk Cousins? Why does he think it'd be a fit? And does he think it's plausible and realistic that they could be the team to make the huge push? Next on The Fan.
Operation Less Fat, you guys. It's been going on for me for, God, what, like 6 months now? I wear a size medium shirt. I never thought I'd be able to say that. I'm buying size 34 pants, Grant, for the first time since I was 16 years old. This has been awesome, and it's thanks to our friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss.
Yeah, I've been traveling a lot throughout the postseason with you, Nats, Cubs, and the NLCS. Been out of town off and on the last couple of weeks, and I haven't gained weight. I'm still right back where I started. Now, I didn't lose weight, but I maintained because of the lifestyle that I'm leading thanks to EMP 180 Weight Loss. We go to their Tyson's Corner office. They now have a Rockville office in Maryland as well. They're growing very quickly in this area. There's somewhere convenient near you where you can go and get weighed, get your body comp, and you should do that today. Go to emp182weightloss.com.
Or give them a call, 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Make this call. Make the challenge to yourself. They will help you get through it. EMP 180 Weight Loss.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.